We begin the day's other headlines with extreme weather. A heat dome hovering over the Midwest is sending some temperatures into the upper 90s. And meteorologists say that's unseasonably hot, even for summer. Nearly 50 million Americans are under excessive heat warnings and advisories. Some temperatures could reach record highs through tomorrow before that heat settles over the south by the middle of the week. And over in the Pacific, Hurricane Hone weakened to a tropical storm over the weekend, but not before dumping at least a foot of rain over parts of southern Hawaii as it passed the state. Floods shut down major highways on the Big Island, and Hawaii is not in the clear yet. Officials are watching two other storms, one of them shown here, Hurricane Gilma, and could reach the islands by this weekend. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking a federal appeals court to bring back the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump. The case was thrown out last month after Judge Aileen Cannon, who is a Trump appointee, ruled that Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. In its appeal brief, the special counsel's team said that Cannon's decision is, quote, at odds with widespread and longstanding appointment practices in the Department of Justice and across the government. Even if the appeals court reinstates the case, it would be unlikely to go to trial before the November election. Turning overseas, Russia sent a massive barrage of about 200 missiles and drones across more than half of Ukraine overnight and into today. Ukraine's Air Force commander said the attack was the biggest aerial assault of the war. It killed at least four people and injured more than a dozen. In Kyiv, residents took shelter underground, huddling in subway stations. Officials said power and water supplies were disrupted in the capital. President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack in a video address.
It was one of the heaviest strikes, a combined one. More than 100 missiles of various types and about 100 Shahed drones. And like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, targeting critical civilian infrastructure.
Meanwhile, in Russia, officials say they intercepted nearly two dozen Ukrainian drones since last night. Four people were injured. Dozens of people have died in southwest Pakistan in three separate insurgent attacks across the region. Gunmen killed at least 38 people in Balochistan province, which borders Iran and Afghanistan. Separatist groups have long fought for independence in this part of Pakistan. Funeral prayers took place for the victims today after gunmen blocked off highways, dragged people out of their vehicles, and shot them. They also attacked a police station. The military said that security forces killed 21 militants in response. In Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz has vowed to toughen the country's knife laws following Friday's late-night stabbing at a festival that left three people dead and eight injured. Scholz visited the western city of Solingen today and laid a white rose at the scene of the attack. Investigators believe that the suspect, who turned himself in over the weekend, shares the radical ideology of the Islamic State extremist group. Scholz vowed to take action.
Das war Terrorismus.
This was terrorism. Terrorism against us all, threatening our lives, our togetherness, the way we live. I want to make it clear with regard to the perpetrator that I am angry and furious about this crime. It must be punished quickly and severely.
Scholz also pledged to get tougher on deportations after German media reports said the suspect was denied asylum last year but was never deported. Two grocery giants, Kroger and Albertsons, were in federal court today to defend their plans to merge as the U.S. government tries to block them. Such a merger would be the largest among supermarkets in U.S. history. The Federal Trade Commission says the $25 billion deal would eliminate competition and raise food prices during a time when inflation is already high. The grocery chains argue the opposite, that joining forces would curb costs and allow them to better compete with big store rivals Walmart, Costco, and Amazon. The trial is set to last for 3 weeks. And it was mostly a down day on Wall Street today, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed to a new all-time high, beating its old record set back in July. Some major tech stocks fell, pulling the Nasdaq down by nearly a percent. And the S&P 500 also finished lower on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest campaign headlines. Americans affected by hurricanes, heat, and floods speak out about the nation's worsening weather events. and how NASA plans to get two astronauts stranded in space back home.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.